All right, Jacob Oram, convincing 10-wicket victory, and I suppose finished off by Jess Watkin on debut. Give us some words.
Yeah, awesome to see Jess. I think show herself and us and everyone around here that she really does belong at this level. We've known for a couple of years now her talent's there. She was picked, you know, seen a lot of good work in the last summer. And great to see her here in scoring runs, and she really did dominate. So played all the shots, so very exciting to watch.
And another deputy known, Bernadine Bezuidenhout, five dismissals as the wicketkeeper. She had a pretty good day as well.
Yeah, she did. Looks like a natural mover behind the stumps and good hands and a bit of courage there standing up to most of the bowlers. So, look, she looks, again, like she belongs as well. So it's nice to see that depth in New Zealand women's cricket, and also when some of the ladies, the cricketers, are getting their opportunity that they're able to, you know, put their hand up straight away and show that they're here to, maybe not here to stay, but they belong at this level, so it's nice.
And from a team perspective, 137 to chase, how'd you feel about that on a pretty good wicket?
Well, I mean, as bowling coach, I thought maybe they had about 15, 20 too many. It was a good wicket, and we started well, and there was a few too many easy runs through the middle. We pulled it back well at the end. You never know. I mean, we didn't really know what island were going to throw at us, and if they had a couple of accurate bowlers and a bit of turn and something holds up, suddenly we're 3 or 4 down early. You never know, but it was a complete opposite, and probably shouldn't have been quite so worried. So both Susie and Jess dominated, and it was fun to watch.
You beat a team by 10 wickets. How do you sort of go about trying to build on that for the next game?
Like I said, I think there's some areas with the bowling in particular. I'll let Matthew Bell deal with the batting. Actually, when you win by 10 wickets, there's no real issues with the batting, I mean. But, yeah, some areas to tidy up with the bowling, just our lines and the consistency of that and some field stuff. But, look, there's always room to work on, as you know.
And switch to ODI mode as well.
Yeah, 50-over game and the longer version. And same wicket, though, so we'll have a bit of information about that, the ground, undulating outfield, and obviously their team. So we'll be better off for today, even though that it was highly satisfying what we did.